Well, of course, in the run-up to Anzac Day, one of the things we invariably hear about is the Kokoda track. And one gentleman that did that for the first time in 2008 was a local fellow from Ashtonfield called Brandon Young. He actually had his father's war ribbons in his pocket throughout that whole experience. And this year he's going back to do it again. Good morning, Brandon. Can you tell us what it actually is like to walk the Kokoda track? Is it as tough as we hear?
Go, Mark, how are you going? Yeah, no, it's a tough walk, but it's not as bad as people sometimes make out. If you're prepared for it both mentally and physically, it's an enjoyable walk, and it means different things to different people. But to me, it's pretty special because, as I say, my father fought in New Guinea during the Second World War, and it was just like going back, paying a bit of respect to himself and also all the other people that fought over there for us.
Now, I do believe you've been getting into shape and doing some training for this time around. You've been paving the Wadigans over and over, getting prepared.
Well, it's probably about as good as we've got around here. Get used to the irregular step heights. Just some of the grades that you encounter around in PNG. But, yeah, you can do all your life on a treadmill in the gym, which I do that as well. But, no, actually, at the Wadigan, it's good. It gives you a bit of an insight as to what's in front of you.
Brendan, I've got to say, all you'd have to do to get that irregular feel is to just walk up and down the Quarrumbe alongside of the roadway. That is not a good... That's not that flash, I've got to say.
There's some challenging parts here, but it's enjoyable. Plus, it's nicer to walk out in the open rather than just being in a gym or walking on the places. So, no, I enjoy the bush. It's good.
Couldn't agree more. Now, part of this walk is also to raise money for cancer research. What is your goal and what would you like to see come out of it?
Well, the goal that we've set each individual person is $3,700. However, there's no limit. The more money we can get for cancer research, the better it is, insofar as there's different ways to always advance how we detect cancers, different ways to treat it, etc. So now I suppose the goal is to find a way to beat this disease rather than just put a limit on the dollar value.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, the silver bullet cure would be what we would love to see. Now, for those who may want to get along and support you, obviously, we all can't get across and do the walk, but yes, we can support you. How do we find you online?
Okay. It's an Everyday Hero page. If you go online, just Google Everyday Hero, that particular fundraising organisation comes up. Then there's a box there called Find Super Supporter. Click on that and type in Brendan J, and my profile will come up. Then you can just... donate through the website. Well, it goes directly to the Cancer Council, and then you get an automatic receipt back. So it's a direct link to the Cancer Council.
Wonderful. And just let us know exactly when the walk is, Brendan, so we know how much time we've got to support you.
Sure. 1st of May. 1st of May to the 11th of May is when I'll be over there. But the page lives, the Cancer Council, that you can donate for quite a while, even after I come back. So it's always there.
Now, I know it's been nearly a decade since you did the trek last, but I've got to say, are you ready? Do you feel you're in shape? You're ready to go?
Probably not as good as I was in 2008, but no, I...
Brendan, I don't think any of us were as good as we were in 2008.
No, possibly not. But no, I think it'll be okay. I'm looking forward to it, I really am. So, I've got a meeting this afternoon with the Hunter Prostate Cancer Support Group I go to down at Maryland. We meet second Tuesday every month at the Maryland Community Hall. And there are a bunch of guys that, as myself, have gone through the cancer ordeal and struggling to come to grips with it. But you're bat on, and you're a bunch of people.
Brendan, it sounds like everything's in there, ready to go. We look forward to catching up with you after it's all said and done. And good luck raising those funds for cancer research as you walk and pound the Kokoda track.
Mark, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
No problems. You heard how to support him, and apparently it's a very, very nice walk. I imagine it would be. Very grueling, though. Good luck to Brendan Young and everybody else walking the Kokoda track. It's 16 to 10 at 2 on your RFM.